From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Gunmen in Pakistan have killed four members of the minority Christian community in the country's southwest in an attack claimed by Islamic State terrorists. Police said the victims were traveling in a rickshaw Monday when armed men on a motorcycle stopped them and opened fire. The attack happened in a Christian-majority neighborhood of the city of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. The province has seen an increase in militant attacks in recent months. At least eight people were killed in India Monday as low-caste Hindu groups led violent protests against a Supreme Court ruling on a 1989 law that was meant to protect from caste discrimination. But the caste claimed the ruling weakened the law. In several northern and central states, tens of thousands of low-caste Dalit protesters who had called for a nationwide shutdown blocked traffic, squatted on rail tracks, attacked vehicles, and hurled stones at policemen. Dalits make up about 200 million of India's 1.2 billion people. Separatists in Indian-administered Kashmir called for a shutdown Monday in the strife-torn state to protest deadly clashes with security forces the day before that killed 13 rebels, 4 civilians, and 3 soldiers. Security has been increased in the region ahead of more expected skirmishes, and schools and businesses are closed. The U.S. military says an airstrike in central Somalia has killed 5 al-Shabaab militants and destroyed a vehicle. Al-Shabaab said civilians were killed in the attack. It's the 7th airstrike conducted by the U.S. in Somalia this year. This is VOA News. Egypt's National Election Authority has declared President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi the victor in last week's 3-day presidential election. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
National Election Authority head Lachine Ibrahim announced Monday that President Sisi won a second term after capturing 21.8 million votes, or just under 98% of all valid ballots. His opponent, Musa Mustafa Musa, who entered the race at the last moment, won just 2% of the vote. Ibrahim told a nationally televised press conference that the election met international standards of transparency. Sisi's landslide win, however, did not take into account over 1.5 million ballots which were either spoiled or cast for candidates not listed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Stocks in the United States plunged again on Monday after President Trump unleashed a new verbal attack on the giant online retailer Amazon. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 2%, Standard & Poor's 500 2%, and NASDAQ nearly 3%. Trump has been strongly criticizing Amazon 3 times, in fact, in the last few days. The founder of the company, Jeff Bezos, also owns the Washington Post newspaper, whose revelatory stories on Trump and his administration frequently draw the president's ire. Since Trump started verbally attacking Amazon, the company has lost more than $37 billion in market value. For the second day in a row Monday, President Trump railed against illegal immigration into the country at its southern border with Mexico. He says the U.S. is being stolen by migrants. He complained about a stream of about 1,100 people marching north through Mexico to escape poverty and violence in Central America. 2 smaller caravans reached the U.S. last year. And tens of thousands of teachers in the American states of Oklahoma and Kentucky went on strike Monday, demanding better pay and more funding for education. In Oklahoma, the teachers' union is demanding $10,000 raises for teachers, but state lawmakers only agreed to smaller amounts, a $6,100 teacher pay increase. Even with that increase, some Oklahoma teachers say they have had to take on second and third jobs, such as working in restaurants. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.